right, let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Thursday, August 19th, and we're doing this in 15 minutes so that you know what's moving the markets. And yes, we do have some action. Oh boy, are the markets moving? Let's take a look at this. So here we are seeing the Dow Jones, and yesterday the Dow was down a little bit over 1%, also the S&P. The Nasdaq just a little bit less than 1%. So what happened yesterday? Let's take a look at a 5-minute chart. And yesterday, going back here to the economic calendar, we had the Fed meeting minutes released. And this is what everybody was waiting for, because they want to know, is the Fed scaling back its bond buying program at some time? And they indicated, yes, they are willing to start reducing its asset purchases before year end. Now, initially, this is the reaction that happened. So initially, markets went down, but then popped right back up. But then everybody thought, oh my gosh, this could actually be bad. And markets finished sharply lower. So let's take a look and see where we are this morning. So looking at pre-market action, we're looking at a 5-minute chart here of the E-mini Dow. And you see that actually we are opening lower again, almost another percent. So this means that we might open another 300 points lower. And you see how overnight it has accelerated the selling, bounced back a little bit. And right now we will see what's going on. So let's talk about these asset purchases for a moment, of what they are and why right now market participants don't like the idea that the Fed will stop purchasing these bonds. So you see, these purchases were started last year to help the economy recover from this pandemic-induced recession. And as you know, economic activity has rebounded thanks in large part to these measures. And we'll talk about what that is. And looking at how the economy recovers, this morning, unemployment claims were released and they came in again lower than expected. So last week it was at 377,000, expected were 362,000, and they came in with 348. So this seems that the economy is doing better. As you know, the Fed mainly has two tasks that they said, hey, we are making sure that number one, inflation is under control, and number two, that we have high employment. And so the employment is doing well, and inflation, they keep saying it's transitory. And we had some signs last week that it could be transitory. So this is where the Fed, here's what happened last year, they started bond purchases, and they are buying billions and billions of dollars. So they are buying every month $120 billion in government-backed bonds, and $80 billion of them, are in treasury debt, and $40 billion are in mortgages. So this is what they're buying. So why do they do this? Well, this means that they are pumping money into the system. So this way they keep money chugging through the economy, encourage lending and spending. So that's a good thing. Of course, they can't do it forever. At some point, they have to stop doing this. The question is when? And this is where some people say, oh my gosh, end of this year is way too early, because we still have rising coronavirus cases. This Delta variant seems to be really, really nasty. We are going into the end of year, into the flu season, where immune systems are weakened anyhow during winter time. And this is where people say, oh, don't do it just yet. And this is why the markets are showing this very, very strong reaction. Now, another market that is reacting to this is crude oil. And talked about it, crude oil is usually an early indicator of what could happen to the markets, because crude oil is basically telling us how much demand there is. And keep in mind that crude oil is not only being used to power your car, right? To fill gas into your car if you still have a gas-driven car and not an electric car yet. But anyhow, it's also for energy being used in production. And so crude oil also overnight dropping and down 3% here this morning. Now, the next FOMC meeting will occur on September 21 and 22nd. So it's quite a while away. So let's just write this down, September 21 and 22. However, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to speak at Jackson Hole next week. And this is the annual economic symposium. And people are hoping that he can reveal a little bit more of what are they thinking. Because again, yesterday we just had the meeting minutes released. So obviously there's a lot of room for interpretation and people want to hear what Jerome Powell has to say. But it seems that we are opening sharply lower. And let's just go back to the Dow here, or let's go to the S&P 500, look at a weekly chart. And if you zoom out, then you see that we are actually really kind of overheating. Take a look at this weekly chart. And you see that often here, we are just going up in what, a 45 degree line. And recently, this year, the economic recovery after the pandemic hit us in March, 2020, I mean, this is getting almost parabolic. So what can we expect? How far could the markets possibly retreat? Well, let's zoom in again. And usually what you will see is when there is a correction, and we were not technically in a correction yet. A technical correction is defined when the market actually drops at least 10%. And we just have dropped a few percent. But just to give us an indication, you see, usually what happens is that we are touching a previously established low. So if you're looking at this previously established low right here is a little bit above 4,200. So for the S&P, I would not be surprised if we are trying to test the 4,200 level. Right now we are trading at 4,400. Let's take a look at the E-mini S&P so that we see what's happening pre-market. So we had 4,350 pre-market. Again, I would not be surprised if we touch the 4,200. But if you also look at the weekly chart here of the S&P 500, you see that often these recoveries are very, very quick. So I'm switching back to a daily chart here. And you see just recently where we had a few sharp drops. So here we had a sharp drop and then it only took us five days basically to come right back to the level. Here we had a three-day drop. It took us 3 days to come back up. Here we had a two-day drop. And in 2 days, we were just back to where we were because it seems that nothing can keep this market down. Anyhow, so this morning, stocks that are being down are oil companies like Devon Energy, Oxy Petroleum. So they are obviously losing as crude oil is losing. General Motors is down around 2%. Pre-market. But let's talk about a few stocks that are really being hurt right now. And one of them is being Robinhood, because Robinhood reported earnings yesterday, the first time ever since they become a publicly traded company. And right now they are down 8% pre-market. Now it was much worse earlier today. So what did they report? Well, first of all, they say that their revenue doubled. Their revenue doubled to $565 million. However, they also say, even though revenue doubled, we are still making a pretty big loss. And the loss is $502 million. So, but this is kind of expected. I mean, they're still a startup company, so this is not too unusual. So why are they down 8%? And earlier today, they were down 11%. Well, they actually warned for a slowdown in trading activity. And this is where people say, ooh, dear Lord. They also looked into this and say, okay, how did they actually earn the $565 million in revenue? And here is what the report revealed. $233 million came from crypto trading last quarter. And this is super astonishing because if you think about it, just a year ago in Q2 2020, they earned only $5 million from crypto trading. And a year later, $233 million. Now, this is where, as you can see, that's actually 51% of their total revenue. Now, out of these $233 million, let me just make a little bit room. So again, $565 million total revenue, $233 was in crypto. And out of this, 62% was Dogecoin. So what does it mean? It means that Robinhood has to find another Dogecoin that people are getting excited on, because this makes up a really, really big part of their revenue. Talking about revenue, let's move over to Wells Fargo. So Wells Fargo made news last month because last month they said that they will close personal credit lines. And yesterday they announced that, you know what, we are reversing this decision. They said we're keeping the personal lines of credit available. And so all of those customers who actively use them or those who want to reactivate old lines of credit, they can still have them. And so what happened here with the lines of credit? Well, in 2018, there was a scandal around Wells Fargo because they had a lot of fake accounts there. And this is where the feds basically said, okay, guys, we are imposing some rules and some rules on you. You cannot grow your balance sheet. And this is why they started halting all of new home equity lines of credit and also got out of the auto lending business because this asset cap, their fine basically has cost the bank billions of dollars. But hey, they reversed the decision right now. So if you have a line of credit with Wells Fargo, you can still use it here. Anyhow, so this morning, even after they reversed the announcement, they're still down 1.7% in pre-market trading. So it's earnings week. We still have earnings and we have the final retailers earlier this week. We had Target reporting earnings. As you can see, much lower here. We had Walmart reporting earnings. We had Lowe's reporting earnings. We had Home Depot reporting earnings. And now Macy's reported earnings. And Macy's is actually up very nicely because they reported much better than expected earnings. But you see, it's not only about this, but they also say that they are pretty positive going into the remainder of the year. They also announced a share buyback and the reinstatement of its dividends. And because of this morning, they jumped up, as you can see, 7% in pre-market trading. Now, not all retailers are that lucky. So Kohl's also reported some earnings. And as you can see, they also beat analysts' forecasts. Let me see if I can click on this to show you of what's happening. There we go. So they beat analysts' forecasts, as you can see, reported $2.48 earnings per share. Estimated was $1.26. So almost twice as good. Now, earlier today, they were negative. Right now, it seems that they're opening positive 2%. So retailers are bucking the trend here. All right, one more, Victoria's Secret. So Victoria's Secret was under the LB brand umbrella until recently when they started trading under their own name. And you see this where they started trading at around $55, then at first plummeted down to $40. It was last week when an analyst said, you know what, they're underrated. And this is where they jumped up to a high of $75, as you can see. Victoria's Secret here all over the place. But then they also reported earnings yesterday and their earnings fell short of analysts' expectations. Now, they did see an improvement in profit margins because they're keeping right now, as they said, a tight inventory and ran fewer promotions. But analysts didn't like what they see. So Victoria's Secret here down 8% pre-market. Ouch. So they're right now slate to open at around $66 around here. All right. So finally, one more reporting earning Red Robin Gourmet Burgers. Red Robin. Who has been at Red Robin recently? So they are also down in pre-market trading around 10% because they say, you know what, we had a quarterly loss. And for them, that is unusual. Usually they're just reporting profits, but they say the problem of the worker shortage led to reduced operating hours. So at points they had to close the stores because they didn't have any workers who wanted to work for them. And this is why they are down right now 10%, because when will this worker shortage, when will it stop? I mean, it seems that we are doing much, much better in terms of unemployment. Anyhow, so it will be a super, super interesting market going into the open. It looks like the indices are opening around 0.8 to 1% lower. NASDAQ holding up the strongest with 0.6%. This is why right now I have to jump over to our mastermind. And this is where we are trading live into the open. So I'll do this and you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope that you have a great day. Take a look at some of the other videos that I'm posting here, and I'll see you right here in the next video. Take care.